In these parables today, we can be tempted to think that these two parables of the vineyards are addressed only to the people of their time, where Jesus is only speaking to the Pharisees and the elders of his time, or that the prophet was talking to the people of Israel and Judah of his time. But of course, as we should remember, parables don't just have a message for the time at which it was spoken, but these parables have message for us today. Throughout all of time, these parables have a message that we need to hear as Christians. And the message of these parables is that we as Christians, we as disciples, need to be bearing good spiritual fruit. We're not to be like the land, the crops, the vines that did not produce a good fruit but produced the wild fruit. Or like the leasers, those who leased out the land, who wanted to keep that produce for themselves. Instead, we should be producing a good spiritual fruit for God and for our neighbor. And we have this warning at the end of the gospel that we could lose the kingdom of God if we don't produce a good spiritual fruit. Jesus says, "Therefore I say to you, the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people that will produce its fruit." So we should desire in our lives that everything we do produces that good spiritual fruit that will lead us to eternal life, that will lead us to the kingdom of God. So the question, of course, is how do we produce that good spiritual fruit? Well, we listen to St. Paul in our second reading today, who wrote, "Whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is gracious, if there is any excellence, and if there's anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Keep on doing what you have learned and received and heard and seen in me. Then the God of peace will be with you." If we truly wish to develop that good spiritual fruit that we are called by our Lord to produce, we will listen to St. Paul, who tells us that we must seek these spiritual goods. He tells his audience, think about these things. Seek those spiritual goods. Seek what you are called, what I have taught you. Seek what I have modeled from you. That is what St. Paul is telling us as well. That if we wish to produce this good spiritual fruit, we will follow what has been passed down from Jesus through St. Paul, through the teachings of the church to this day. We will follow those teachings that guide us in following our Lord and in producing this good spiritual fruit. We also need to realize that we cannot treat the spiritual life as something secondary, as something optional, as something that we can do once we're done with all this other stuff we have to do and all these other places we have to go and all these other concerns that we have. Instead, the spiritual life must be primary in our lives if we truly wish to produce that good spiritual fruit. We also must listen to the Word of God and allow it to enter into our hearts, allow it to change our lives, allow it to change our hearts so that we may produce that fruit for those around us, that we may be able to reach out to those around us and proclaim that good news and to live those teachings in a way that serves them and, of course, primarily serves God. That's how we produce that good spiritual fruit. So may we seek to not be like those who leased out that land. May we not be like those crops that produced the wild grapes. But instead, may we produce that good spiritual fruit that we are called by our Lord to produce.